Several UN peacekeepers in Mali were killed when a bomb exploded Saturday morning. The deaths come after the UN issued its 2013 report of peacekeeping deaths. As Andrew Summerson tells us, this UN report is obviously not the final tally.
A car packed with explosives detonated in Mali Saturday morning in the troubled northern city of Kidal, killing at least two Senegalese peacekeepers and wounding others. The bomb exploded in the front of a bank guarded by UN peacekeepers. The explosion was so powerful the bank crumbled. A school nearby broke into flames and the doors of houses in the area were blown off. The deaths come on the heels of a report issued yesterday by Hervé Ladsou, the head of the UN peacekeeping operations, who told reporters yesterday that 90 peacekeepers were killed in the line of duty this past year.
Let me just express our sorrow, of course, at the fact that we've had over this past year 90 of our colleagues who died, 29 of them through deliberate attacks against them. This is really a shame, and we are terribly sorry for their loved ones, but this is also a reality. So more than ever, safety and security of our personnel remain a major concern and something on which we keep working at all times and actively upon.
He said 2013 was a very active year for peacekeepers and said the UN is continuing to improve on the quality of peacekeeping operations with training and the introduction of new technologies, such as unmanned aerial vehicles. Ladsou also said the UN expects to downsize its operations in Haiti, Côte d'Ivoire, Liberia, and Darfur. I'm Andrew Summerson.